Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. Happy Friday to you. Special guest today on the show. I've had guests on most of this week. It's been really fun to just not do these solo. Needed some emotional support this week from my friends. And I had her on last week, but that there were some technical errors. And so we didn't get to put that one out. And now she's here with us today. She's got a YouTube show that you can check out called Here for the Hang that you should subscribe to. And you can follow her on Instagram too. She's got a lot of stuff there. She's hilarious. She's one of my best friends. It's Carlisle Forrester, everyone.
What hey girl. Up?
Good How you doing?
You.
Good, it's good to see you too. You look so great. And I can't believe a couple you. Things I want to talk to you about. Number one, I saw on your Instagram the other day that you did a back handspring.
I did. I did my annual flip that I got to do.
I am so impressed by a back handspring. I never got a back handspring. I was never able to do it without a spot. It was the one thing that it's the coolest thing I could ever imagine doing. And I never got there. It was a goal of mine. Is it too late for me to do a back handspring?
I mean, it's going to be tough. It's going to be harder on like your joints at this stage. Cause you got to really like, that's why I never want to lose it. This was the hardest thing.
You
to
do it once
ever.
A year.
I have to do it once a year because I have to keep that muscle memory going and I have to do it in the sand because it's easier on your wrist.
I could do a back walkover.
For some reason, your jaw, like, weird. Okay, it's weird, but have you ever done a back walkover and felt like a tension in your jaw? Okay, well, like that is something because with the back handspring, like you don't want to whip back. You got to have good form. So if you saw in the video, I had terrible form. That's
you still
I had
did it. My arms would always crumple beneath me. I had no upper body strength to support the back handspring, but I think it is the coolest move of all. It is what separates
party trick.
It's what separates the girls from the women. Like it's in gymnastics, when you got that back handspring, that's when you were ready to move to the next level. I mean, that was like from level three to level four.
Yes, that is in cheerleading. I remember JV, it's like optional and you get bonus points, but varsity, you got to have that back handspring, girl. That is a required thing to make the team. So that was a big deal.
It's so cool that you can do it.
Do you have access to a trampoline? Didn't I see you jumping on one where you're home?
No, I don't.
That's how you learn it.
That's how you get it. Yeah. Okay.
You
maybe
can
I'll
do it still.
I know. I think I could. I really think I could. I mean, I have all the same. I can still do a back bend. I can do a back walkover, which is, you know, the closest you can do. Like that's the next step is the back handspring from back walkover, I would think. Or is it like a round off and then you would just like kind of let your, I don't know.
Yeah, but who can't do a round off? Like everybody can do a round off.
Yeah, it's just a cartwheel and you put your
but
legs
to me,
together.
I probably can't do a standing back handspring without the round off these days.
Yeah, you need
like,
that push
I have
off.
To have that.
I mean, I was blown away that you could do that. I mean, kudos to you. It was very, very cool to see that a friend had that ability. I was like so impressed. Can you do pull-ups? Can you do a pull-up?
No.
Have you ever been able to do a pull-up?
No, and I lied about it one time in an audition and told them I could do 90 pull-ups. Do you know how many that is? Like, that's an insane number
it's 90.
To a casting director. And they were like, oh, wow, that's really, okay, we'd love to book you for this commercial. Like, well, we don't have a bar here. Can you just, like, send us a video of you doing that later? And I was like, oh, yeah, no problem. And I, like, left there. I'm like, all right, well, how hard can it be? Like, I thought it was, like, a push-up, which I think I could get to 90. Like, I'd have
no,
to do
you couldn't.
Sets. Dude, I do push-ups all the time.
Oh, you do?
Like,
okay.
That is my thing. But that's a totally different motion. And I just assumed, like, oh, yeah, same thing. Like,
I never even got one pull-up.
My God.
And I was working out with a trainer for 3 days a week and for a year, and I still couldn't do a pull-up. It's crazy. 90.
It was really terrible. So I told them 90, and I had to get this fucking video of me doing it to send it to the casting director. So I finally go. You know at Equinox, they have the fancy pull-up machines where, like, it gives you a boost.
Yeah.
Like you're on a step, essentially, like
sure.
It creates resistance.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not doing a pull-up,
no.
Okay? And not with the resistance all the way cranked up. So we shot it where they
halfway.
Couldn't see the bottom.
Well, they're going to call you on that.
And me doing it. No, dude, they called me for a callback, and it was so embarrassing because we got in the
you
room.
You did 90?
Like,
you
okay.
Literally did 90.
No, in the video, I didn't do 90, but they were just like, send us, you know, a video of you doing as many as you can.
They didn't ask you to zoom out so we can see that you're not.
No, dude, I got a call back. I go into the fucking room. It was so embarrassing. We were all in the same room. The girl that went before me, they're like talking to her about who she was. She was like, yeah, like I'm doing a marathon Saturday. Like I just finished the Tough Mudder. I do a couple of those every year. Like, and I was just sitting there like, holy shit. And they have this like machine that's for the infomercial. That's what this commercial is for. And then they're like, all right, Carlisle, get up there and tell us about your fitness experience. And I'm just like, yeah, I used to be a personal trainer, do a lot of yoga.
What?
I just got up there and I was just like, like trying to do one.
And you couldn't do it.
I did.
What was the machine?
Shaking, just a machine with no resistance. No,
like a pull-up fucking, machine?
Like a pull-up thing, yeah. And they were like, just get up there and do it. And I was like,
oh my God, I'm so humiliated for you right now.
It was so humiliating, and they didn't want to say anything, and they were just like, okay, thank you.
Oh God. How many times have you found yourself in positions like that because of you've told a little white lie to get in the room?
With casting, I mean, luckily not a lot of times. Look, I haven't gotten into the room that many times to have that many stories with that, but that was definitely an instance where I should have just been honest.
That's so humiliating, being like...
But you never know how in-depth it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes, like, I've seen this. I've worked on the other side of casting too. And sometimes it's like, you just need somebody that can sit on a horse, and you choose these girls because they checked horse riding box, you know, on their
right.
profile or whatever. And it's like, whether or not they can ride a horse, it doesn't really matter. They just need to sit up there for 2 seconds. So it's like, I thought it was something like that.
Yeah. You just thought maybe it was someone that needed to like have just touched a pull-up bar before. And
maybe
like,
they want to film the girl after she's done 90
installing
pull-ups. Maybe
it was like a commercial for a sweat
feeling.
Towel. Yes.
Yeah. I could do that, you know?
Or maybe you're... That is so funny that I could see you... I bet that isn't the only time you've done something like that, though. Like, have you special skills? What is your special skills on your resume? Is back handspring on there? Back handspring once a year?
Back handspring's definitely on there. Beatboxing's on there.
Oh,
comedy, improv.
The beatboxing thing is so funny. Will you do it right now really quick?
Some people need, you know, they need to know this skill. Okay. God damn it. I don't want to do it. Okay, What's the song?
Okay. Doug Funny. Is that Doug?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Doug.
You got
that's
it.
Good.
Okay, throwback. I used to do that all the time when I was little.
That's good. And you learn how to beatbox, but you don't cover your mouth when you do it.
I didn't know. Droplet spew. Who knows all the people that I've killed.
That's cool that you can do that, though. I mean, I also think that's a really cool talent that I didn't know you had.
Yeah. So keep that in mind, commercial casting directors. Hit me up.
You got new headshots, which I always know is very fraught for you.
Ugh, I hate it. I know.
But what?
Because
you got them a little bit. You spent so much money the last time you did it. Didn't you spend like $3,000 or something getting like the
best? Yes, I've done that
best
before. Like,
photographer in all the Los Angeles metro area.
I've done it all. I've shot with the best, and I've also shot with friends. And this girl is just a friend of mine that just gets it. And like those come out better than the big
professional ones. How much did you spend this time?
Nothing. No. Took her out to dinner after.
Are you serious?
It's a friend discount.
I get, well, that's great. But why would you have used her in the past? Why did you go to that? You got a bunch of headshots done.
I use her all the time.
Why did you go to that one person that you hated all the shots? I mean, the most recent one before this.
I had to dig out one of those old ones. Well, I wanted to get something out of that expensive shoot. I stupidly booked it for the wintertime, and I'm not even kidding you. That's why those pictures are so horrible. Because I'm cold. You talk about this all the time. Mm. When you're cold, you cannot be relaxed and uncomfortable.
Yeah, like you look terrible. You can't.
It's
just
an energy kill.
Yeah, it is. It's bad being cold. And it's so often that actresses are cold. on set and people think... it makes you miserable. I can't even enjoy when I know an actress is cold and having to pretend that she's not. I just have to turn it off because I'm like, I can't watch someone suffering like this.
It's so bad. And then I believe that all this stuff with like 3, 4, 5 looks, not for me. If you don't get it in one look, that's it. Like after that, the photos are just
Did you go
so
to get your hair done? Or weren't you like so stressed out about all of it?
No, I wasn't. My hair looks like shit. I have roots. I'm balding, but I'm just like, fuck it at this point. This is what I look like. Because my, you know,
you
my
zoomed in on your bald
more...
spot the other day.
I did.
On your story.
Shout out to all the U-Up listeners that have trichotillomania. You know who you are. Yeah, we have quite a little, like, you know, fan base that has that, apparently.
Yeah, I'm guessing a lot of people are actually discovering a new way of handling their stress. I bet a lot of people started pulling out their hair recently because of everything that's going on. Like, it's because it's a soothing technique, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just so fucking pacifying, but it is getting to a point where, like, I got to get a hypnotherapist. Like,
is that the only thing that worked before?
Yes. And I have, if anybody's listening that struggles with trichotillomania, I was able to stop it fully for a period of 2 years by going through a hypnosis therapy that was really in depth. That was like hypnosis, Reiki, tapping, and it was like $150 a session, and I just eventually couldn't afford it anymore. But I wanted to do that again. But yeah, so now I'm just kind of embracing it. I'm wearing my hair up a lot more now because it actually looks like something I'm doing intentionally, like I shave the back of it or something.
Yeah.
You know, people have like those ponytails where they shave
yes,
the lower half.
Yes.
So it almost looks like that. Like you
because
can't
it's getting
really
so big.
Tell.
Is it getting like bigger? Do you have to like venture out further if you don't get enough of the hair? Like if you, so it will get bigger. It doesn't just stay
That's
the same size.
That's what's scary. Yeah. Because it used to be totally hidden.
Right.
And now there's really no hiding it. And there's also no hiding it just from the thinness of it. And that's something I
what do you mean?
Talk about all the time, just how thin it makes my hair overall because I'm missing a fourth of it. So I feel like I have thin hair. And
you think a fourth of your scalp is being affected by it? Let me see.
It's the bottom chunk.
Wow.
It's like a fourth of the piece of the pie if my head were a circle.
Right, right. Yeah, it does look like you're doing the, like, you're shaving it, like, that you've shaved the bottom quadrant. Yeah. You have to do something.
It's getting to a point where I have to do it. But that was the first time I had headshots where it was like, I had my hair up and it was like, all right, well, we got to take it down now because there's no way to, like, get around this spot. So I think I posted the one on Instagram where you can see that my hair is up, but you can't really tell that there's like a big bald patch there. So just if anybody else is struggling with that, I hope that gives you comfort. Like you just never know what's on the back of somebody's fucking head, dude.
I think a lot of people cover it up so well. I mean, I would have never known it about you. Your hair never looks thin to me, but I also know the feeling of like, oh, fuck it. I like don't even care anymore. Like it just is what it is. And like, you become so you don't even you don't want to hide it anymore. And you just are like, I'm so wrapped up in it. It's not going away anytime soon. I might as well just like put it in people's faces and be like, yeah, fucking like deal with it. Like I remember like being so anorexic and like always having people like stare at me and comment on my gigantic salads and all those things when it was like my freshman year of college. And it was something that I tried to keep hidden so much by wearing like baggy clothes and like, you know, always not eating, but like saying like, oh, I have to eat later. But then I just started like eating my weird foods and like, I don't know, just like, you just are like, I'm fucking dying and I'm inside or whatever, however you feel. And someone fucking look at it and get me help and you just get tired of hiding it. And you literally get too tired to hide it anymore. And, I'm not pulling out my hair and my hair falling out is not because, of like a psycho because I'm a psycho.
My thing's not because I'm a psycho.
I mean it
but,
could be. I mean
your thing? No.
Eating enough. I don't know what's going on, but I will say, and I said it before this week, like I just don't care anymore. Like I used to pull out clumps of hair and it would just send me into a fucking just depressive episode on the floor sobbing. I didn't want to go out that night. Like, there's no hope. I just want to, and it would, but now, like, today I pulled out so much fucking hair, like, so much. And I was just like, ah, all right. And I just, like, balled it up and threw it out the fucking car window and forgot about it.
You and I are worried about the same thing, but opposite. Like, that one podcast when you're sitting there like, oh, my God, I don't know why this hair's coming out. There's more hair coming out. There's a lot of hair falling out. And you're, mm-hmm. like, freaking out.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there listening to you driving in my car, pulling my hair out.
It's wild.
You know what I mean? Because that's always my driving thing. And then mm-hmm. I was thinking, it made me think of that movie, Thinner. And I'm like, what if whenever I pull out a hair, he loses hair?
Oh, my God. If you're
and we're cosmically connected and you're just like, why is this happening? And I'm just like,
that's really
my patch.
I mean, it is so ironic that the thing you actively
do. I'm sorry for doing that to you.
I mean, yeah, I do think about you a lot of times when I do it. And I'm like, well, at least Carlisle's losing as much hair as me today just because she ripped it out.
We can be the Ball twins.
I know. I'm Alec Baldwin, and you're the other brother, Steven. Here's another strand. Oh my God. Like, and I think it's my medicine. Like, my medicine is really fucking helping me a lot today. I was so fucking depressed this morning. Like, I didn't even think I was going to make it to this podcast today. And it's what, 6 o'clock at night now? I really was like, oh, I'm going to have to tell Carla, like, I can't do it because I woke up this morning. I meditated. I went out to eat breakfast, talking to my mom. And I was just like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know where I'm going. I went last night and like played a game night, like had game night with my ex and his brother and his fiance. And I just felt like, this isn't going to, whatever this is, isn't happening the way I want it to. I mean, it was a fun hang, but it was like, what am I doing? What the fuck am I doing? I don't have my own car.
What do you mean?
Just of like,
just because you felt guilt for like just hanging out and having an off night, or
no, it felt like I want to be in a relationship and playing a game night with like a person who I want to play against a couple, and I want to be in a couple, and this is not that. And it is fun to hang out with him, and it's like I do appreciate our friendship, and he has been like an amazing friend to me during all this, but I do think that I have an idea of us like getting back together in the back of my mind. And sometimes that like is stoked by us kind of flirting or talking about stuff. And really it's just, that's not what's happening here. I am lying to myself if I think that's going in that direction. It is a fucking pipe dream. And the reality is that I have a close friend, and it's just, I just need to move on with my life. I think
I just felt friends.
What?
You have enough close friends.
And yeah, I do. But I mean, I'll keep him as a close friend for sure. But you're right. I do have.
But there is such a thing as space. And like, sometimes you don't realize it, but you are taking up space, energetic space with that relationship that's not serving you.
Yeah.
And as long as you're doing that, there's no space for the right guy, the right situation to come in.
Yeah, I do see that. But I don't think I'm wasting my time with him. It was, you know what it showed me? It was like, I want to be able to do this with someone who like loves me and I love them. Like this will be something I would like to bring a partner to this game night someday.
Yeah.
And have Chris be there and have his partner there, but it's not going to be us. And I want that. So anyway, I was just feeling like sad this morning because it's just, I just don't know what to do. My apartment, I found a subleaser for it. So I'm moving out of New York, but I don't know where to go next. And I was just,
you found a subleaser?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Congrats.
It is. It's good. Thank you. But I don't know whether I'm going to like move all my stuff out of New York City and move it here and then just get a place here and then go between New York and LA and like bounce back and forth and just like rent furnished places here and there and have a hub in St. Louis. Or if I'm going to actually just move all my stuff to another place in New York, like a much cheaper apartment, and then, or move to LA. Like, I just don't know what to do, but I got to be out of my apartment by October 15th. And it's just, I'm just like confused.
Do you have to go back there to do that?
No.
Are you gonna physically go back into the city?
Well, I'm going back there anyway. I'm working the Stress Factory October 22nd through the 24th. So if you want to come see me out there in New Jersey. So I'm going back there for that, and I'm just staying at a friend's place. But regardless, I just woke up this morning feeling really depressed. Because yesterday I didn't take my medicine because I forgot. And then when I thought I did I was like, maybe I did take it, but I think it just fell out of my pocket. I put it in my pocket because I was going to take it later. Because I usually like to take my ADD meds when I'm about to work on something. And I was walking the dog and I was like, I don't need to be like focused to walk my goddamn dog. So I put it in my pocket and I was like, I'll save it for later. And then I took out a poop bag and I think it just fell on the sidewalk. And then I convinced myself I took it. And I was like, I don't think I ever did. And then I was too scared to take another one because I was like, well, then I won't have enough for every day, you know. So I didn't take one yesterday. Totally depressed. And then this morning, so depressed. And I like woke up and then I got back in bed after I ate breakfast and I called into Chris's radio show. I like did a bunch of shit this morning. And then I crawled back in bed at like 10 o'clock and I was just in the fetal position, like just thinking about ways to end it all and like what I could maybe do, some like just being so, so low. And then my dog was like, I knew I needed to take him out to go take a shit. And so I was like, fucking get it together, Glaze. So I put on some shoes. I took my meds and I felt so much better after these fucking meds. I mean, night and day. And yeah. I really resisted taking them because I'm like, they're lying to you. Like the meds are going to make you feel good, but it's not really how you feel. It's a mask and you don't really need them. They're a lie. That's not who you really are. Who you really are is the person in bed in the fetal position.
How you feel. Oh, fuck that. No, how you feel is real. If you're feeling a feeling, then it's real.
Yes, but I think so much of me doesn't want to take ADD meds because I feel like people that take those are just trying to go the easy way through life. I talked about this a lot on the podcast and people always go, why would you feel that way? And I look on the subreddit for ADHD, women ADHD, and so many people on ADHD meds feel that way and feel like they don't deserve to be taking it and that they somehow tricked their doctor and they got a false diagnosis and they lied about being able to do 90 push-ups and they got prescribed this thing that they don't need. But the thing is, Nikki, you didn't fool your doctor. You do need it. It does make you feel a lot better. You're able to handle the day much better. I actually I was just like freaking out and just asking anyone for their advice. And David Spade had texted me about something about Dancing with the Stars. And so I followed up this morning and I was like, David, what do you think I should do? And I told him my scenario and he actually gave me great advice. And he was like, listen, sounds like your dad gets all the good gigs in St. Louis anyway. It made me laugh so hard. But he actually gave me good advice. He thinks I should do that, what my plan is, which is like, just get a shitty apartment in St. Louis. He goes, it doesn't matter. You don't need a nice place. People still bang you. It doesn't matter what girls' apartments look like. He thinks I'm like fucking all the time. And he was like, and then you just go to New York and LA as you need to. And I was like, okay, that's actually all I needed to hear. Thank you, David.
So not have a place in LA that we live together in.
I mean, I'm not like opposed
to it. God damn it,
Spade's
ruining my dreams.
Yeah. I mean, what is you and I living in an apartment going to look like?
I think it could be fun. We did it before.
Yes, we did. Let's go to break and explore this idea when we get back right after this. And we're back. I'm with Carlisle Forster. Make sure to follow her on Instagram and on her YouTube channel where she really lets loose. It's called Here for the Hang. She does a show where she recaps current events and just shares embarrassing moments. She has got so many of them. She's hilarious. And she just asked me to move in with her, which it feels very good to hear that. But I'm worried that I would be tempted to start smoking weed again.
Yeah, I'm doing Sober October. Did I tell you that?
Really? I mean, it hasn't started yet, so you haven't.
Well, this is,
but you're going to do it.
This is what I'm thinking, because Chase, my boyfriend, has never taken a break from pot. And
really? And how long?
This, there is a deadly respiratory disease circulating. Yeah. And how long? Like, he doesn't even know. He's never even, like, tried. So it's like...
That's scary. Aren't you scared to maybe he's needing that as medicine? Because that's... I mean, I definitely needed weed as medicine. I haven't smoked weed since I've been on medicine, because when I'm medicated, I don't need weed. I was doing it to not feel fucking depressed all the time. So, you know,
one or the other.
Watch out for that. But so you're going to do Sober October. Like, yeah. To see if you can do it.
Clean out. And I want to do it in the real way where like you monitor your heart and like you are in a competition with other people. So Chase and I are going to do it. My brother, who's really into it, like he always follows like Rogan and Bert and all those guys. Like he told me the app to get and what to do and all that. Like, I want to do it. You could do it with us, I was going to say, and we could do physical challenges every day.
No.
We could all be connected through this app.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to compete. It doesn't work for me in that way.
You send in your weight. daily.
You're right. Oh my God. Kill me. Yeah, I haven't smoked weed. Let me check my app. I use an app called Grounded and it tells you, cause I haven't smoked weed since right after I did Rogan and with Chase. Chase was the last person. Your boyfriend was the last person I smoked weed with. 1 month, yeah. 4 days, 19 hours, 57 minutes. Yeah. And, there's been times where I've been tempted to do it. I just feel like if we lived together, I would see you get high and I'd be like, ah, let me just do it. And I know you'd be like, come on, Nikki, look, you only live once.
No, I would not YOLO. Be like that. I would follow your lead. I would follow your lead. When we
but
did
I would,
the stars.
I would say, I think I should have both. Weed. And you'd go, yes, do it. Like you would
I don't know.
That flame. And I wouldn't blame you for doing that. But I think you... listen, I'm going to do what I'm going to want to do anyway, but
yeah.
I do feel like, I don't know. It would just be more tempting with you. And not that that's a bad thing. Maybe I do want to go back to smoking weed. I'm not going to say never again, but when we did Dancing with the Stars, and I do say we did Dancing with the Stars because we lived together during that. It was really fun.
And whenever I have something going on like that, I have to be sober. You know, like I can do it. I can do both ways. And I've proven that time and time again. So don't think just if we live together. Plus, I want to do Sober October because it's like, I don't know. It occurred to me, like you have to be it before you can become it. And I'm really trying to launch something here. So it's a good time. It's a new year. Shana Tova, shout out. It's a new year for yes. new beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to tell you about that too because I learned a lot of really beautiful things. And yeah, I wanted to add that on top of what we talked about the other day because I don't want it to come off like I'm this bad influence in your life.
You're not. You've been like, that's not, yeah, you're not a bad influence on my life. You've actually, you were so good for me during Dancing with the Stars. And, you know, there have been times where I was like, you've been a little unhinged and it's made me worry to be around you. But there's also times when I've been that friend and been so unhinged and like been totally crazy. So the only problem is when I get that way and you're also that way, then we can really pull each other into the depths. And yes, I am calling back to the moment in the trailer at the Kaboo Festival when I was like, I think I'm just going to have to kill myself someday. Like I was so depressed that day because I saw a wrinkled picture of my neck, a picture of my wrinkled neck. And I was like crying and the Foo Fighters were playing in the background. I just performed. We were in this trailer and you were like, let's go to the Foo Fighters. It'll be fun. Which they're one of my favorite bands. And I was crying and I was like, I am so ugly. Like, what can I do for like, my neck is disgusting. You were like, you can get this treatment and this one and maybe do that. And I was just like, that's not what I want to hear, but you're not wrong.
I thought it was being helpful.
Right.
Pulling up different procedures and clinics.
Yeah, you were like, you can afford this one. It won't be, and you'll only have to like, you can go to Mexico and just like heal for 3 months. I'll go with you. It's fine. You went with me to go get that crazy face work done at that dumb place where I am like,
yes,
I cannot believe I spent like $23,000 in a day at that fucking dumb place. After I did Dancing with the Stars, I had really low self-esteem. I hated the way I looked. I felt
the doctor
old.
Was literally like, okay, we have to give you medicine before because your body is going to think that it's burning in a fire. So to make it so that you don't jump out of the chair.
We're going
to
hold you down and strap you down like you're in an insane asylum. And
yeah, that's what it
we're going to burn your face off. And here's all this laughing gas. And that was really fun. But, you know, I think I wouldn't have gone
that
through with all those things if you
ever.
Weren't in my ear being like, just do it. Like, if I could do this, I would do it. Like, just spend the money. You have it.
I can't wait. And
I know, but like, that was a mistake
keep
to get all that work
Patreon,
done.
Y'all. Get me to that face. Get me to that burning face.
Yeah.
Procedure.
I mean, I am so much happier with my looks now that I haven't gotten anything injected in them since last fall. Or whenever the last time I had something put in my face. I mean, I'm telling women my age, I'm 36, do not do stuff to your face. I look back at pictures of myself when I had injectables in my face. It did not look better than it did without it. You don't need it. It does not bring you happiness. It will only make you more insecure. You will only get more done. I am so glad that COVID made me return to my natural state. I am not maybe I'll do a little bit of my upper lip because I did like having a lip, but in terms of like injectables anywhere else, I mean, it was, I really regret some of the stuff
lips
I did.
Lips are fun and they're impermanent. So fuck it. Go for
did
it.
Did you hear that number I spent that day? I think it was $23,000 to have my face burned off and to have the needle put in it with all this goo shot into my fucking face. And you were the one that got me to, and I'm not going to blame you, but you were huge.
Dude, I didn't even know this doctor. I didn't even know where we were going. You took me there. That was the nicest bathroom I've ever been in my life. No, you took me there. I didn't know. I didn't tell you.
You were so influential in that decision. I'm not blaming you because I did choose it myself, but you were like, do it. I would do it if I could. And you were like, but then you could get this. Like, it was.
Those before and afters were really convincing.
You care a lot about aesthetic things that I'm trying to get away from. And it doesn't make me want to be friends with you less. But like when I'm around you, I tend to get a little bit more caring about my looks. And because you are so beautiful, it's no wonder that you don't care about that. You care about your looks and you don't get burdened by your looks the way I do. You're excited about doing your hair and doing your makeup and wearing a cute outfit. Whereas me, it like pulls me into a depression. So I think, I don't know. I have to work on my shit before I'm able to live with you.
Well,
yesterday, what?
When I did that headshot shoot, I got really self-conscious. I mean, I'm probably only going to use one. Okay, however many. But like, I did edit that photo. But do you want to hear what I worked on the most? The armpit. Okay, I don't know if you guys know this, but armpits can be very distracting in some photos. Like, I think it would be hilarious if I just go ahead and start an OnlyFans for my armpits because that is what they look like.
Yeah, they look
like. If you zoom in, if you zoom really far in, you cannot tell the difference between a shaven badge and a freshly shaven pit.
I know. I would love my vagina to look like my armpit.
Of what is auto-tuned in that picture, it is that. I'm just going to share that secret with you ladies.
But you're getting older. Do you get sad about your like aging? Because you're someone who has like been beautiful so long. You were like... You were a child that, how long have you been like getting told, this is the way I'm going to ask this. How long have you been being told that you were super beautiful your whole life?
My whole life. I thought that every little girl had that told to them. Oh my gosh, she's so pretty, you know, to your mom. Like I thought every girl grew up like that. And so then in high school, you know, whenever you go through the awkward phase, I really got away from it because I was like ashamed of my body. Whenever I got these huge boobs and like hormones changed and I gained a lot of weight. But then I entered the beauty review as like almost like a joke. And honestly, whenever I won, I was shocked. Like
you
my self-esteem
the,
was
what
really
is the beauty
low at
review?
That point. Like it's like a beauty contest.
And
like
how
a
old
pageant,
were you?
Like a Mississippi, that was in high school. And I'm telling you, like I was more shocked than anybody in that in that instance that happened.
What made you even sign up for it
then? Because all my friends were doing it, and they were like, oh, it's just what you did. Like, everybody in Mississippi does pageants. That was my first one, but a lot of people, like, grow up doing them. And it's a very, you know,
and that's when
like
you knew.
Thing.
You were like, oh, I'm, like.
Well, that's not what I knew, but I'm just saying, I'm just sharing that of, like, I didn't like, go into that being like, I'm going to join the beauty review because I'm beautiful. Like, I just went because my friends did it.
But then you won.
But then I won, and I was fucking shocked, and none of my family was there except for my mom because I wouldn't let anybody go because I thought it was stupid. And whatever. So that's from there, if you want to hear a hilarious story that I think I told you up before, I had to then go do Miss Teen Mississippi with, like, the champs that have fucking done pageants since they were 6 years old, and that didn't even make top 10, and then there was 12 girls. So there you have it. And that was humiliating.
And that's
because I remember
you,
like they had this rule at Miss Teen Mississippi where you couldn't have any outside people do your hair or makeup. So as a high school girl, you're expected to just do your own glam.
Oh no.
Which is not a problem for all the girls that have been doing like toddlers and tiaras since they were two. And this is in Mississippi, so this is like the height of all that. So these
girls
are like,
yeah, you learn if you have it done enough. Like I can do my own hair and makeup
rollers,
now.
Yeah, they're like they do all the shit. I literally walked out on that stage with like a butt cut, long straight hair, like I was just listening to Grateful Dead moments before and smoking a joint. Like it was so,
so
not
you didn't even try.
Pageant vibe.
Right.
No, that was me trying, Glaze. That was my high school like girl. I wasn't that pageant girl. I wasn't that beauty queen.
But then my question though is now when you're getting older, how are you handling it? And like, do you, how do you not stress out about it as much? Cause I didn't grow up feeling like beautiful and I'm so stressed out by all that stuff. And I like love to avoid it. And I wish everyone didn't care about it. And I hate dressing up because it makes me focus on it more. But you like it.
When that's become your identity. And like, I don't know how I'm going to feel whenever I don't get noticed anymore. You know, like as vain as that sounds, but like.
So it hasn't really dropped off yet.
You know whenever people, you know whenever people are noticing you. And I can just imagine like being a little old woman that like nobody notices. And that's really scary to me. Like, I don't know how I'm going to deal with that.
Yeah, because so it hasn't dropped off yet, I guess, is like to a point where you feel like, whoa, it's so much different than when I was 22 or whatever.
No, I'm just trying to keep up with it. With
no, you still look amazing. Yeah. Don't you know that it is going away and that you will lose it all eventually?
Yeah, but like you can always be just your own best, whatever that means for you. And like beauty doesn't have to end like just because you're over 35.
Yeah.
There's a lot of beautiful women that are just.
No,
think of Demi Moore. Oh my God. Remember whenever we saw her in person and everybody kept being like, oh, Demi Moore's so beautiful for her age. I'm like, Demi Moore's so beautiful. It's not even like for her age.
Yeah.
She's just timeless. Mm-hmm. And I think that everybody can be that in for their own little ways. Just fucking take care of yourself and love yourself and love what you see in the mirror enough to just like exude that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm going to try to do.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And that's why I'm like, I really do mean it when I say I'm not doing any more injections in my face, like ever. I don't want to look
good.
I want to age. I think I'm going to age pretty great. And like, I was watching, have you seen The Social Dilemma yet?
Yes. Oh my God.
Do you remember that woman, that amazing woman with like the crazy gray hair and she has the glasses. She's wearing like a really fantastic outfit. And she's just like wearing cool lipstick. She's like old and kind of like Cruella de Vil looking, but like sexy. But she's like definitely in her 60s, maybe 70s. She like looked hot as shit. And I know. And
that's what I'm talking about. And, she's owning it for her age group, for her. And that makes it timeless.
Yes. And yeah, maybe guys don't want to fuck her. And maybe she doesn't have the, that like wield that power. But I always talk about that, like how there's some power in guys wanting to fuck you. And I don't know that I wield it either, even when I have had it, you know, like that's not, it's not even, I'm acting like that's gotten me somewhere in life and maybe it has, but I don't think that it's gotten me a lot because I don't use it that, even though I think that it's this thing that I'm losing. And it's like, if I lose it, who's going to want to work with me? And it's like, well, you've never fucked anyone for a job. So just keep not, you're, so when people don't want to fuck you, you still won't have to do that. I don't know. It's, I've accepted it a little bit more. And I think I've, this time in quarantine, like I've just wear less makeup. I just have gotten away from caring so much. My hair's falling out. I'm just like, whatever, dude, someone's just going to love me.
The salons are closed. The fucking med spas are closed. Fuck it.
Yeah. I just,
a lot of people are going to adopt this coming out of quarantine.
What?
A lot of people are going to adopt this theory coming out of quarantine.
Just like, I'm seeing like more trying people less.
Just people are like rocking their roots more, I've noticed. And I don't know. Is that just me?
No, I think you're right. But I just, I hope that we emerge from this and we care less about our looks because it's just, it just bumps me out to think about. But man, I remember just like you being like, you have all this money, like just spend it. Like you're never not going to have money like flowing in. And you know, that's why I got my expensive apartment. That's why I spent so much money on all this shit is because it's like, oh, it was never going to end. And now now I'm never going, that voice in my head that's like, Nikki, this could all go away. Now there's proof it could.
But it doesn't go away because you are undeniably funny in every single moment. And just to tie it back to that day, This is one of my favorite things that happened. Whenever they put you under the anesthesia and you're about to get
doing the laughing gas. Yeah, it was like the same kind of stuff.
And you were drifting in and out of consciousness. And you're like, oh, I love this. It reminds me of being at the dentist. And the doctor was like, oh, your dentist gave you this before? And you're like, no, I just used to get really high with my dentist.
I said that.
And everybody cracked up in the room. And, like, it's just, I was like, God damn it, Glaze. Like,
dude, I'm so funny when I'm drunk.
You can't even help being funny. Like, so you have to just own the fact that you're never going to run out of that.
That really makes me feel good that you just shared that story that when I was so, I did something funny. Because
I told it on you up before. I don't know if anybody remembers it, but that was the funniest fucking moment to me.
That's funny.
And it just shows, like, what a natural you are.
Thanks, girl. Because
you can't even help it.
You're the same way. You are so freaking hysterical, and you say stuff all the time that I'm like, I can't believe how funny that was. And I just don't hang out with people who aren't hilarious. And that goes for comedians and non-comedians. Like, everyone I hang out with, including my parents, are so funny and say shit all the time that, like, makes me go like, oh my God, they should be a comedian. What am I doing? But you're truly so funny. Go check out her show, Here for the Hang, Carlisle Forrester. I'm trying to think of anything else I want to say to you. How many boob hairs you got going? Like, I recently pulled out like 3. I'm not joking you. Like, I had 3. I just did Andrew's podcast and I asked him, like,
that's nothing.
Three ones that were really long. I mean, they're like very tiny, like they're very thin, but they're like long.
And they're very stubborn, right? You have to pull really.
Well, I do the thing that you do. It's the only time I ever pull out my hair is like, I do the thing. I wrap it around my finger because they're long enough to wrap around my finger. And I used to always just get like one. And now I'm getting 3, and it's like, that's wild. And they make me laugh every time I see them. I really don't care, but I shave my boob now.
Like, no, you know, don't do that. It's going to make more.
No, it's not. If that was true.
Yes,
no, that's not. No, I just don't believe that.
I think that's true. You know, whenever you first shave and, like, did you do this? Did you shave your fingers, your arms, like everything?
I have shaved my arms before because I was getting laser hair removal and she shaved it all off. And I had no hair on my arms for a bit and it was awesome. And now it all grew back, and it's all
because
it's beautiful. It's still the way it was. No. It actually grew back, and it's the same. It's exactly the same. I think that's an old wives' tale.
It might be.
I want to be an old wife someday. I'll take it. I do. I told my mom this morning. I was like, I just want like a partner. Like, I want someone, because I was like talking about moving back to New York, and I'm like, I don't have anyone to like watch shows with at night. Like, I want like a husband. And she was like, well, you have your dad and I. And she was like taking offense that I didn't want to like stay married to them. And it was an interesting moment. I was like, yeah, no, that's not what I want a husband. She's like, I know. She had no like solutions for me.
Well, if you live in LA, then I could be that person. I mean,
I know. I just think I need a roommate. That's what I really
want. Bachelor or whatever the fuck it is you watch.
No, it's really nice of you to want to be my roommate. And I, you know, you love that show. And I will consider being that to you with you. I think that is actually something I could, you know, I love hanging out with you. We'd be hanging out every day if I moved back to LA. Every time I'm there, that's all we do. Have you been watching Dancing with the Stars this season?
I watched the opening. Has there been another one since that?
Oh yeah, there's been like 3 episodes since then, I think.
I missed Monday. We were celebrating high holidays, but this week I'm going to get back. Who got kicked off?
I have no idea.
Fade send you?
He was just asking me about like certain people on the show and stuff. Just a little gossiping.
Yeah.
I can't watch it. I'm still too triggered by it. And I'm like, oh, great. Gleb finally got the partner he always dreamed of. Like this hot girl who also knows how to dance. I'm assuming she knows how to dance. She's the girl from Selling Sunset or whatever. What's her name?
Yeah.
Chriselle.
Chriselle.
Yeah, she's beautiful and talented and, you know, a real estate agent, apparently. Have you watched that show? I haven't watched it.
No.
Have you watched The Vow yet?
I'm not watching. Yes, I watch all of Out. I'm caught up.
How do you feel about it?
That's just crazy. I was watching that whole news story whenever it unfolded, but they didn't even talk about half of what's in The Vow. Like, they only scratched the surface on the 2020 that I saw.
Yeah.
Like, that is insane.
They only.
And I can't wait for more.
Yeah, you need to brand the surface. I mean, that brand, and like when she looked in the mirror and realized what it really was, holy shit. And I'm so attracted to like the goodness that these, like her husband is so sweet, and the other guy, Mark, is so sweet. They're all like good men that like wanted to do good in the world, except for the guy at the top, the evil. And I haven't even researched that guy at the top. I don't even know where he is now. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. Oh God. Yeah.
Isn't it weird though, how they always talk about like everything's so vague. They're like, to be a winner, like this is how you learn to take charge of your life and do, but in what? Like, what are you selling? Just to be a winner?
I don't know, but they had these huge binders of like so many papers, and like, what were they all learning?
Yeah, like what's the information?
I would like to know too. And he, when you would do an EM, which is like an emotional, the meaning behind your emotions, and you would like figure out why you are doing the things you're doing. I want to know what
it's basically just every episode of this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, we're doing EMs constantly. Just,
you're mining people for their emotions.
Yeah, like what are your fears? Why?
And like, we're like anything? We're like, that's called a podcast.
Yeah. Get Into the Vow. I really recommend it to everyone. It's what I'm into right now. Any shows you would recommend? Anything you're loving?
No. I mean, not well.
No.
Sorry, I wasn't prepared for that question. No.
I'm sorry.
I watched all the Vow once you got me on that.
Oh my God. No, it truly is addicting. And I'm still going on The Good Place. Noah bought me a new book today that I'm very excited about. She gifted my producer, Noah, gifted me a book. If you want to read it with me, what is it called? Let me see what it's called. She gifted it to me. Oh, here we go. Noah sent you a book on Apple Books. Come on. Will you please load email? God damn it. Okay. Oh, it's called Transcend. Transcend by Barry Kaufman. She said, Dear Nikki, I'll do it my Noah impression. Dear Nikki, I think you'll really enjoy this book. I think you'll really enjoy this book. No, I hope you're not offended by this impression. You're familiar with topics, but there are extra nuggets of knowledge. Hunger, fame, social connections. Topics that will reinforce you're on the right path. And then she did a purple heart, which is so nice because I did serve overseas. Noah, thank you so much for that gift. And I'm going to be reading that book. It's called Transcend. Check it out with me if you want to read it. And it comes highly recommended from someone I trust very much with all this stuff. It's called Transcend. So let's all do a book club. I know I've said that before and I've let you down, but I mean it this time. Thank you so much.
We only have to read 3/8.
Yeah. I only read 1/8 of one.
That's Nikki's
of the book. And then you get it all. And then you continue living your life destructively. You know how to do it. Thank you guys for all your DMs. I keep getting them sporadically, even though I'm not on Instagram as much anymore. But they mean so much to me. Thank you, Carlisle, for being here. And I hope you have a good weekend. And we'll see you next week on
the
show. Squirt.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.